listener production.
Direct flights from the mid-north coast to Melbourne, a step closer to reality. Growing calls to prioritise mental health for farmers. And a local sports club attempting to break a world record. Today's weather, sunny across the region, heading for 25 in Coffs and 24 in Port. I'm Stephen Joyce and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. Direct flights from Port Macquarie to Melbourne are one step closer. New airline Bonza has officially launched its second base at Tullamarine Airport.
We're going to have two aircraft based here in Melbourne, Tullamarine, and that will enable us to launch nine routes out of Tullamarine, seven of them unserviced by any other airline.
Flights between Port and Melbourne are scheduled to take off from May 4. There are growing calls for our farmers to prioritise their mental health. It comes off the back of alarming new figures showing that 45% of farmers surveyed for the new Farmer Wellbeing Report have had thoughts of suicide or self-harm. Paul Weir is a Norco farmer rebuilding after the floods. He says regular check-ins are vital.
I consider myself one of the lucky ones because I did have that. People in Brisbane, one guy particularly in Brisbane, another dairy farmer down south of Coffs Harbour, just every week drop a text, how are you going, you know, what are you struggling with or whatever.
If you or someone you know is struggling, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14. A chance to be part of a world record attempt for a good cause this weekend. The Warhope Blues Footy Club is preparing for a massive ice bucket challenge at Lankmain Oval for MND Research. It's a cause close to their hearts. Committee member Tim Eggert diagnosed with a disease following the recent diagnosis of another club dad, Maddie Atkins. Organiser Bonnie Marchment says everyone's welcome to be part of the fundraiser tomorrow.
Bring a bucket and we'll fill it up with ice and water. Make a donation, so we're asking for $5 per person. And then at 10:30, we're hoping to get everyone out on the field at the same time to do the ice bucket challenge.
More than 2 million Aussies sitting on minimum wage are eagerly waiting to see if they'll be given a pay rise. Canberra will today make its submission to Fair Work's annual wage review. Unions want the rate bumped up by 7% to just under $23 an hour to keep up with inflation, which is sitting at 6.8%. But the head of the Australian Chamber of Commerce, Andrew McKellar, reckons that's too high.
What business wants to see is an overall increase of 4%. If we go above that, the Reserve Bank has indicated that wage outcomes above 4% run the risk of feeding back into inflation.
Any changes will kick in from July. To sport now and some big news from the Coffs Comets, just weeks out from the new Group 2 Rugby League season. Coach Rip Taylor has stepped down for personal reasons. As for a replacement, President Bianca Taylor says they're close to making an announcement.
So we're still working through what does that look like and that process, but aiming to have a formal announcement and official launch at our season launch this Saturday at the Hoi Maui.
And in basketball, the Coffs Harbour Suns are on the road this weekend in the Waratah Youth League. They're away to Manly tomorrow afternoon, still chasing their first win of the season. Meanwhile, the Port Mac Dolphins have the weekend off in the Men's Senior League.